This is Marketplace. I'm David Brancaccio. A punishing heat wave continues to plague much of the country this week, causing energy problems much like those predicted for California this summer. Soaring temperatures and humidity are straining the region's energy grids, leaving many looking for ways to boost power supplies and stay cool. Meanwhile, commentator Jessica Siegel has come up with her own solution.
Hold up!
Up, down, up, down. I'm 20 minutes into spinning class, pedaling like crazy. It's a sweatshop in here. If this were the third world, they'd send in outside monitors. But we're not even producing anything. It's nuts! We're wasting an amazing natural resource. Fat! Like, what if we hooked up all these bikes to electrical generators? We could wire all the exercise machines and all the gyms across California and the entire country. I bet you we can get this energy crisis licked just by pooling our own body power. After class, my comrade spinners agree that we could pump a lot of juice.
If we hooked up an electrical generator to those bicycles in there, how many light bulbs do you think you could power?
Several hundred.
Probably thousands.
Probably enough to fill, light up LA.
So, I decided to find out for myself. How hard could it be to generate power while exercising? To check it out, I went for a cutting-edge twist on an old idea. A small dynamo that fits on your bike. But instead of powering your lights, like in the old days, when you pedal, it charges your cell phone. Call Pedal and Power. It comes from Sweden and costs only $40. First, I had to install the thing. I screw the 6-volt dynamo onto my bike frame. It looks like this. It's got a 1/2-inch wide rotor that flips onto the back wheel. And when you paddle, the spinning motion sends electricity through a wire. And that hooks into a car's cell phone charger, not included, which regulates the current. And the whole thing plugs into your phone mounted in a bracket on the handlebars. Now, all I gotta do is ride. Well, I pedal for what feels like a million miles, and I keep checking to see if my phone's charging, but the thing just won't work. It makes me think of that Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson film, Soylent Green, where they have to pedal for electricity in the year 2022.
Get off. I'll charge up the batteries before I go. You'll get a heart attack.
I should be so lucky. I pedal this damn thing halfway around the world.
Yeah, Ed, me too. Then ahead of me, I see this hulking, steaming monster of a power plant. I find out that the man sitting there outside enjoying his lunch is power mechanic Ming Haw. He fixes machines that spew 800 megawatts an hour, and mine is only 3 watts. So I asked him if he could come fix my generator.
Sure, you could put a gas motor on it.
Thanks. Actually, he said the battery in my cell phone might be bad. I tell him it works fine when I plug into the wall to charge it. But my personal power guy here, he knows his voltage.
The electricity that comes out of the wall is coming from that generator, and it's more steady than pedaling.
Oh. So I pedal off to buy a new cell phone battery. It cost me $50. It's kind of depressing, really, that I had to go buy a new battery to make this thing work. Well, time to try it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm up to 14 miles an hour. I'm cruising. I can't believe it. It's charging. It is definitely charging. You hear that?
So it was time to try out my phone.
It's ringing. It's dialing. Aaron? Hi, it's Jessica. Guess what? I just charged my cell phone by pedaling. I don't know what they'll think of next. It took me about an hour of pedaling. I pedaled actually about 12 miles an hour, and I'm in really good shape now. My butt hurts, and I charge my phone. Pretty cool, huh?
And here's the thing. Since electricity out of the wall costs around 12 cents a kilowatt, I saved about a cent. And when you add in the banana I ate for fuel and the cost of the new battery, I'm down about $90. Okay, so it would take a century to earn my money back in electricity savings, but I'm not discouraged. In my research, I found out that with full-size bike generators rather than with my little peewee one, athletes can pedal at a steady rate of about 200 watts. That means they could light 3 60-watt bulbs for an hour. So, if you hooked up 24 bikes in my spinning class for just 4 hours a day, you could power the gym's entire monthly energy use, 500 kilowatts. But is this something gym owners would want?
Yeah, if it were to save them money, it's about, how are you going to keep your overhead down?
That's Michael Monteroso, gym owner of the Celebrity Pack Workout Warehouse in Beverly Hills. So the stars, like Raquel Welch, who I saw there, could run into the spinning room and pedal to keep the lights on in case of another rolling blackout?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know if they would. Not in Beverly Hills.
Well, revolutions don't start overnight. But testing that bike generator did show me one thing. Electricity is hard to make. So in the meantime, I say raise the prices and start conserving. This is Jessica Siegel for Marketplace.
Jessica Siegel teaches journalism at New York University and is a freelance reporter.